Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot
96.9. Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The latest on the mass shooting in Buffalo. Brookline schools closed today ahead of a teacher strike and the winners of last night's Billboard Music Awards. Melissa has the juice coming up.
The Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial continues today. And from what I'm hearing, it's about to get even worse. And R. Kelly makes a very unlikely friend.
Leroy has your sports.
Yes, sir. The Celtics made it rain, plus the tears are real for Bruins fans.
But first, an 18-year-old white male who is heavily armed with tactical gear opened fire in a Buffalo, New York supermarket on Saturday. 10 people died, 3 others injured. There was a 180-page document that police believe was written by the shooter that describes a plan that includes the goal of killing as many black people as possible. 11 of the 13 people killed were black. The writer describes himself as a white supremacist and racist. The suspect was taken into custody where he's currently under suicide watch. Brookline has announced that schools will be closed today ahead of a teacher's strike. An agreement could not be reached following a 4th mediation session yesterday afternoon that covered the main issues of wages, educator diversity, and teacher prep and planning time. And the Billboard Music Awards were last night. Olivia Rodrigo was the big winner, took home 7 awards. Kanye won 6, and I'm still not over the fact that he swept the gospel categories. That is just insane to me. Drake is the artist with the most Billboard awards of all time, and he took home 5 last night, including top rap male artist. Top rap female artist went to Megan Thee Stallion. Some other winners, Melissa, your boy, The Weeknd.
Yes.
Top R&B male artist. Doja Cat won top R&B female artist. Doja Cat also won top R&B album. Top rap album went to Drake, Certified Lover Boy. And congratulations to Mary J. Blige, who won the Icon Award. All righty, it's Melissa with the juice.
Well, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial resumes today, and we'll get right back at it as Amber returns to the stand about 9 a.m. this morning. Johnny is suing Amber for $50 million, saying she defamed him when she publicly claimed to be a victim of abuse. Meanwhile, Amber is countersuing Johnny Depp for $100 million for calling her a liar. Jurors in the case have listened to explicit recordings of the couple's arguments and testimony about a severed finger, feces in the bed, alleged sexual assault with a bottle, and more. Closing argument set to begin sometime around May 27th. So we still have like a couple weeks left here. And you can watch the trial live on YouTube. I cannot wait. This is like consuming my life when this comes on during the day.
It.
It's on from like 9 to 5 and you can watch the whole thing live. A lot of it is just a lot of objections from the different lawyers. It's so strange. Like they'll just be telling a story like objection, hearsay, objection, hearsay. I'm like, what? Just let him talk. It gets
That's
so
good.
Annoying.
To me, this is a TV show, so this is just season 1. They'll come back like after the summer with season 2.
Yeah. It's official for real this time. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are married. The two were spotted in traditional bride and groom gear on the steps of the Santa Barbara courthouse yesterday. There wasn't too many people there, mostly security, but they drove away in a black lowrider convertible, had a sign strapped to the front that read, "Just Married." Sources say the quick I do was just a formality, so yes, they are legal, but they are planning a lavish ceremony for family and friends in Italy. And as if you didn't need more of a reason to hate R. Kelly, here you go. Apparently, R. Kelly has a new BFF in jail. Remember the name Frank James?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, I'll refresh your memory. He's the man who shot up a Brooklyn subway and injured 10 people back in April. Mm-hmm. Well, a jailhouse source says they've been spending a lot of time together, eating lunch, talking about TV shows. They even go outside and play together. You know, they have rec time.
You and me, girl, more than hands. Please be my lady.
Oh, God.
Who's the bitch in the relationship?
I mean, okay, I don't know the answer to that, but I will say, Apparently, R. Kelly has been putting on live shows in jail from his cell.
Oh, so R is. I'm somebody's bitch.
Like, he's doing his, you know, own renditions of his song, I Believe I Can Fly, for people from his cell. But R. Kelly's lawyer, of course, denying all this, trying to distance himself, saying, Mr. Kelly is not in control of who he is housed with. A friend is someone you voluntarily hang out with. So he's kind of saying that it's not really his saying, his doing. It's just happening. So.
Right.
I just can't picture R. Kelly doing concerts in jail. I just can't. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right. The Celtics proved me wrong by winning game 6. So then we get on to game 7 at the Garden. Celtics, Bucks. The stars were out. Fans were charged up. The stage was set. The first half ended with the Seas having a slight lead. But when the second half started, oh my God, the Seas made it rain threes on the Bucks. And it was Grant Williams who led the way, hitting 7 threes and scoring 27 points. Final score, the Celtics 109, the Bucks 81. Series is over. Next up, the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. The first game is tomorrow night.
We
get right into it. That's right.
I love how we have to focus our hate on someone else so fast.
Yep.
Let's go from Giannis, and now we're, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Ramiro, turn that off, please, because I can't do this to Bruins fans. The Bruins also had a game 7. Oh, stop. There's nothing to celebrate. Despite giving it their all, they lost to the Hurricanes 3-2. Their season is over. There's so many questions. Patrice Bergeron, he's held it down for almost 2 decades. They don't even know if he's coming back, if he's going to retire. Who knows? I'm praying for y'all. And even though the Red Sox lost to the Rangers 7-1 yesterday, at least they won 2 out of 3 over the weekend. That's a good thing. Sox Astros tonight at 7:10, and that's your sport.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.